The global pandemic that continues to spread through our community in Washtenaw County has sent us out in droves for any number of different cleaning supplies. Most of these supplies are comprised of a good number of chemicals, and that can have an impact on our health and our environment. I'm David Fair, and welcome to this week's edition of Issues of the Environment on 89.1 WEMU. My guest today is Dr. John Meeker. John is a professor of global public health and environmental health sciences and senior associate dean for research at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. And thank you so much for the time today, Dr. Meeker.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
First of all, I think most agree that disinfecting and thorough cleaning are essential in the world we live in today. But drop in on any store and you'll find many of those products are sold out. From a broad perspective, what should we consider as we add to the number of chemicals we're using and storing in our homes, offices, and businesses?
I think we cannot discount the need for these types of cleaning agents, but at the same time, we need to make sure that we're using them appropriately and safely. The EPA has just released a large set of chemicals on their website that they list as being probably effective against this virus.
I don't know that I would recognize many of the chemicals by name. So typically, what are some of the widely available products that contain those chemicals that we can purchase at our outlets?
That's a great question. So from my quick view of the list, I can see it break out into a few basic classes. So first, you have household bleach, which is typically sodium hypochlorite. Then you can use that as directed, which involves usually diluting it down and using it appropriately. Another class used more in healthcare and commercial applications, as well as disinfectant wipes that you'll find, is a class of chemicals called quaternary ammonium compounds. And then you finally will have alcohol-based formulations that are used in sanitizers and other products.
If we are using these products and chemicals in far greater amounts and with much greater frequency, should we be concerned about potential health impacts?
Yeah, like I said, we need to make sure we're paying attention to the instructions on the product. So as the antimicrobial agents, these are regulated and registered by the EPA, so they do undergo more testing than most other types of chemicals. A basic battery of toxicology studies are done on these. They're considered widely safe, but only as directed.
Our Issues of the Environment conversation with Dr. John Meeker continues on 89.1 WEMU. He's professor of global public health and environmental health sciences, as well as senior associate dean for research at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. And Dr. Meeker, if we are concerned about health impacts, who is at most risk with greater chemical exposure?
This is where it's going to be similar to some of the other hazards out there, including viruses. It's going to be people with underlying health conditions. So I mentioned household bleach. If people are exposed in high quantities to that, it can lead to irritation of the eyes, damage to the mucous membranes and lungs. So we're talking about potentially some of the same symptoms and effects as some of these viruses we're trying to control.
We know that the stores and businesses that remain open, the offices where workers still have to show up, are undergoing more stringent cleaning protocols. Workers and customers have no choice but to accept additional exposures. Are there short or longer-term impacts through that ancillary extra exposure that we need to be aware of and keep an eye out for?
So like I mentioned, these are registered and tested according to EPA guidelines. However, that battery of testing usually doesn't include a lot of long-term studies or human studies. So like with a lot of chemicals out there, we just don't really know. But given the balance of risk at this time, it is advised that people use chemicals as directed and judiciously as possible.
I know there are a lot of folks who like to use chemical-free products for, among other things, cleaning and hygiene. Are these more natural products as effective in dealing with something as insidious as COVID-19?
At this time, I can't say that there are other alternative products out there that would be effective against this virus. So unfortunately, at the time being, I think we need to stick to the list that EPA has released and follow CDC and other agency guidelines.
Issues in the Environment in our conversation with U of M professor and senior associate dean for research in the School of Public Health, Dr. John Meeker, continues on 89.1 WEMU. When we are cleaning and disinfecting, Dr. Meeker, are most of those instructions that we read on the label going to advise that we use gloves?
Yes, they will. Like with household bleach, I mentioned some of the mucous membrane effects. It also can cause skin irritation and other skin effects. And with some of these products, they may come in a concentrated form. So you want to be very careful with the mixing process. And that includes also making sure there's adequate ventilation when possible.
Let's talk disposal. What are the potential environmental impacts of those chemical-contaminated rubber or latex gloves and the paper towels we use that are all being thrown away and ending up in our landfills?
Yeah, unfortunately, that's the situation we're facing. I don't expect, if they're disposed of properly, for that to be a near-term health and safety issue. But as you suggest, that could be a longer-term disposal and waste stream issue.
So when we are washing these chemicals down our drains in greater amounts and with greater frequency, and we're washing the cloth rags that we use, are we threatening the ability of our wastewater treatment plants to filter all of those additional chemicals out?
I'm not fully informed on what it would take to do that. I do know that CDC and others do have some guidelines on, for example, if your household bleach is expired, how to dispose of that, involving a lot of dilution and disposal as they direct.
As you talk with your colleagues and you consider all of these exposures, all of the ways that we are trying to accommodate life with COVID-19, what are the discussions inside the office and among the scientists about what we can learn from this and carry forward as we prepare for something perhaps in the future?
Most of it comes down to preparedness and education. So being ready for these types of things to happen, making sure the supply stream is ready for these things to happen. So you mentioned many store shelves are empty. Hopefully that supply will catch up with demand as people are moving around less. There's less surfaces that are being contacted with by people, so more efficient use of these types of products, I would assume, is going to occur. I think we need to start considering these types of pandemic response preparedness issues as also, you know, national security, national defense type of issues, where they should be funded as such. So things like this, when they happen, we are ready.
We can all point fingers at government entities and did they react quickly enough? Were we prepared? Was there enough process in place to accommodate what we're now dealing with? But on a very personal level, if we go household to household, most of us weren't prepared either.
Yeah, I think that's fair. There are so many things in our daily lives that we need to be ready for. And, a global pandemic is something that a lot of people do, have on the back of their minds. But it isn't until times like this where it becomes a reality, where it moves up that priority list.
So because you have such a great understanding of these issues, and if it's not too personal, how have you gone about life in your home to protect from COVID-19 and to limit exposure to chemical?
We've followed instructions on social distancing. My family's staying home. If we do have to go out, if we're in contact with surfaces, try to make sure we use some sanitizer. Again, not trying to use too much since supplies are limited. And then right when we get home, we wash our hands immediately with soap and water, which is still the best advice out there for something you can do on a regular basis, is just wash your hands thoroughly. Other than that, we're like everyone else, trying to follow instructions and do what's best for the greater good.
I thank you so much for the time and the information and insights today, John.
No problem.
That is Dr. John Meeker, Professor of Global Public Health and Environmental Health Sciences and Senior Associate Dean for Research at the University of Michigan School of Public Health. Issues of the Environment is produced in partnership with the Office of the Washtenaw County Water Resources Commissioner, and it's heard each Wednesday. For more information on today's topic and to visit the archive, stop by our webpage at WEMU.org. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti.